Aconite Poisoning, a Clinical Review of the First Four Cases from Nepal. Introduction. Aconite tubers are among the most toxic plants known, but have been used in Eastern and Western therapeutics for centuries. There are over 600 reported cases of poisoning in China alone, and in Hong Kong it is estimated that 75% of Chinese herbal medicines related hospital admissions are related to aconite toxicity. In Western countries, aconite poisoning usually occurs after ingesting the wild aconitum plant. Evidence from Hong Kong suggests that the number of hospitalizations due to aconitine poisoning markedly decreased from 4 to 6% in the year 1989 to 1991 to 1 to 2 per year in 1992 to 1993, following publicity measures to promote awareness among the herbalists and the public. The annual incidence of aconitine poisoning showed a marked decrease from 0.49 to 0.69 to 0.10 to 0.22 per 100,000 population. In Nepal, it's often confused with another plant, that is Nirmasi, which is Delphinium denudatum, that resembles it. In this article, we provide the details of four cases of aconite poisoning that were managed in our hospital. We have also put forward an approach towards the management of aconite poisoning. Case 1. A 76-year-old male was brought to the hospital 4 hours after ingestion of the herbal plant Ekphale, mistaking it to be the medicinal plant Nirmasi. The patient presented with multiple episodes of vomiting, generalized tingling, a burning sensation and severe restlessness. On presentation in the emergency department, the patient was conscious but restless, cyanosed with oxygen saturation of 80% with feeble rapid pulse, and blood pressure was not recordable. ECG showed wild complex tachycardia. The patient was given DC shock 200J, 360J and 360J. Ventricular tachycardia was reverted, but the patient continued to have multiple ventricular premature complexes, VPCS. The patient was started on injection, amiodarone, that is loading and maintenance dose, after which VPCs were controlled, but the patient had persistent low BP and hypoxia. Arterial blood gas analysis done at the time showed blood pH of 7.225, PaO2 of 58 mm of Hg, PCO2 of 55 mm Hg, SpO2 of 84.8% and HCO3 22.4 mEq by L. The patient was intubated and kept on ventilator with inotropic support with dopamine / dobutamine, but BP did not increase despite escalating doses of noradrenaline and adequate central venous pressure being maintained at 10 to 12 cm H2O. The patient was having recurrent episodes of ventricular tachycardia, which reverted after DC shock, but finally torsade de pointes was seen, which was refractory to DC shock and antiarrhythmics including injection magnesium sulfate. The patient succumbed after 24 hours of active management in the ICU. Case 2. A 40-year-old male, after a few minutes of intake of Ekphale for abdominal cramps, developed numbness around the mouth and tongue and experienced tightness of the lower limbs and buttocks, resulting in the inability to walk. There was no history of loss of consciousness, seizure or palpitation. On examination, the Glasgow Coma Scale was 15/15 with maintained BP and other vital signs. Gastric lavage was done and the patient was kept in ICU for observation with supportive management. ECG did not show major changes during the hospital stay. He was discharged after 48 hours of observation in the ICU. Case 3. A 60-year-old male took Ekphale, mistaking it to be a herbal medicine for fever and throat pain. Soon after ingestion, the patient developed perioral numbness, generalized tingling sensation and excessive vomiting. On presentation in the emergency department, the BP was 80/50, which increased after fluid resuscitation, but ECG revealed wild complex tachycardia, which was controlled with lignocaine. The patient was subsequently managed in the ICU with supportive measures and antiarrhythmics and did not develop fatal arrhythmias. He had occasional VPCs, which disappeared after 24 hours of observation in ICU and finally reverted to sinus rhythm. He had persistent perioral numbness and an excessive nauseated feeling, which persisted till the fourth day of admission and gradually subsided. The patient was discharged after 6 days of hospital stay. Case 4. A 45-year-old male who was brought along with the third patient, who actually tasted the herbal plant to identify whether it was really the medicinal herbal Nirmasi or the poisonous Ekphale as his friend, developed untoward symptoms. Soon after tasting the scrapings of the plant root, he also developed perioral numbness and an excessively nauseating feeling. When brought to the hospital after 2 hours of ingestion, he was cold and clammy with a palpatory systolic blood pressure of 60 mmHg. He was resuscitated with fluids, after which the blood pressure pressure increased to 120 by 84 mmHg. ECG showed junctional rhythm, which reverted to normal after 12 hours of observation in the ICU. The discussion. Background. Aconite is well known because it's extremely toxic. While the extracts of the plant are rarely used in modern medicine today, they continue to find use in liniments as rubefacients for external applications. Extracts of the plant are used in homeopathic and traditional medicines like hypotensives to decrease fever, as cardiac depressants and to treat neuralgia. Herbal decoctions of aconite are generally prepared by soaking the roots in water or saturated lime water and then boiling. This causes hydrolysis of aconite alkaloids to less toxic benzyl aconine and aconine derivatives. Many variables can affect the concentration of the processed aconite root, example, species, place of harvest, adequacy of processing, etc. Therefore, poisoning may occur following the consumption of processed roots. Chemical composition of aconite. Aconite is a fast-acting toxin. The active principles are aconitine and related alkaloids. Alkaloids account for up to 1.5% of the dry weight of the plant. These consist primarily of related alkaloids aconitine, picranitine, aconine and naphthalene. Aconitine is hydrolyzed to picranitine, which hydrolyzes to aconine. Several minor alkaloids have been isolated from the various species of aconite. These minor alkaloids include cyanomontanitines, lapoconitine and ranoconitine. Symptoms. The onset of symptoms occur rapidly within 10 to 20 minutes. A tingling or burning sensation in the fingers and toes is usually seen first, followed by sweats and chills, a general paresthesia, a feeling of roughness and dryness in the mouth, numbness and a feeling of intense cold. Later there is violent vomiting, colicky diarrhea, skeletal muscle paralysis, cardiac rhythm disturbances and intense pain. Skin paresthesia followed by numbness in the setting of ingestion of herbal medications can raise the possibility of aconite poisoning. All our patients had such a presentation. This presentation was one of the main reasons for us to diagnose the poison. The combinations of symptoms like paresthesia and signs in the setting of ingestion of herbal medications suggest aconite poisoning. The main cause of death in aconite poisoning are cardiovascular collapse and ventricular arrhythmias. Complications. In our patients, we mainly found cardiac complications. In general, vagal slowing is seen in 10 to 20% of fatal intoxications. If higher concentrations are present, supraventricular tachycardia, ventricular tachycardia, torsades de Pointes and other conduction disturbances may be seen. Ventricular fibrillation may be seen and is often the cause of death. Patients may have a severe oppressive feeling in the chest. Hypertension may be present. In one of our patients, torsades de Pointes were seen and all of them hypertension was a common finding. Approach towards management. In general, the onset of symptoms is rapid and prognosis after ingestion is generally poor. There is no specific antidote. Treatment is symptomatic and supportive after decontamination. There were also reports in which refractory arrhythmias were being successfully managed with percutaneous cardiopulmonary support system and cardiopulmonary bypass. We put forward an approach for managing the patients with aconite poisoning. Symptoms begin within 1 hour after ingestion. Ipecac-induced emesis is not recommended because of the potential for cardiovascular instability and seizures. If patients are seen, within 1 to 2 hours, gastric lavage may be attempted. However, the hazards of gastric lavage need to be kept in mind, especially in countries with limited resources for performing the procedure safely. Serum levels of aconites are of no value. Aggressive supportive care is the mainstay of therapy. In general, activated charcoal could be considered in patients who present early. In patients who are unable to protect their airway, charcoal should not be administered given the risk of charcoal aspiration and pneumonia unless the airway is protected. Even in intubated patients, the risk of aspiration is still there at 4%. If used, administer charcoal as slurry, that is 240 ml water by 30 grams of charcoal. The usual dose is 25 to 100 grams in adolescents, 25 to 50 grams in children 1 to 12 years. One should consider risk versus benefit prior to charcoal administration. Respiratory support should be available since paralysis of respiratory muscles may occur. Extensive vomiting and diarrhea may require that fluid and electrolytes be monitored and replaced as necessary. Dysrhythmias are relatively refractory to drug management. A number of different agents have been tried with varying levels of success. Some of the agents tried are atropine, quinidine, dichloroisoprotidinol, digitalis, parasympathomimetics and inorganic ions for different types of arrhythmias. Amiodarone and magnesium sulfate are the preferred drugs in management of ventricular tachycardia and torus at the points respectively. Hypotension. Measure the central venous pressure by keeping central venous line, and if it is less than 10 cm of water, administer 10 to 20 ml per kg isotonic fluid bolus. If hypotension persists despite normal central venous pressure, administer inotropes like dopamine 5 to 20 mcg per kg per minute of norepinephrine. Adult, begin infusion at 0.5 to 1 mcg per minute, and child, begin infusion at 0.5 1 mcg per kg per minute, titrate to desired response. Relevance to Nepal. Aconitum ferox is the species found in Nepal, India and the Himalayan mountains. An extract of this plant has been used in antipyretic in Ayurvedic medicine after detoxification. We could not find literature regarding the therapeutic use of aconite in Nepal. In our cases, the patients took this medicine, confusing it with another plant that is Nirmasi that resembles this plant. Conclusion. These case reports may be just the tip of the iceberg. There can be cases which go unnoticed, and many persons might have died due to undetected aconite poisoning after either taking it raw or as herbal medications. Since aconite is a dangerous life-threatening herb that causes poisoning, one should be aware of this poison. We report 4 patients who presented with aconite poisoning after ingesting it, mistaking it to be a related medicinal plant. The quick onset of action and the difficulty in accessing health care because of the difficult terrain can make it an important cause of mortality in Nepal. Upon occurrence of the poisoning, the patient should be provided intensive care treatment.